Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. You're probably aware that on the weekend of March 29th, a new film was released titled Unplanned. It was about Abby Johnson, who was the director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. And I might mention that Bryan, Texas is a college town, so you would think that Planned Parenthood would have a lot of potential clients in that particular area. And that's one reason why Planned Parenthood also has clinics in the inner city. They are targeting a certain people group. In fact, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was certainly a eugenist. I think she was definitely a racist, and she was trying to get rid of minorities because that was her worldview. And for some reason, and I don't know why, other than outright sinfulness, there are some in our country that seem to elevate Margaret Sanger almost to the position of sainthood. But she was not a good person, unfortunately. Well, anyway, you might be asking, why are we even talking about this today? And Eric, you saw the film with Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Tammy and we saw the film. We did not see it at the same time. And we came away with our own perspectives on the film. But there is a connection to Mormonism, and I will be getting to this. But what was your overall impression of the film?
I thought that the information that was provided by having people see what a fetus really is, because we talk about clumps of cells, you hear people talk about mother's choice, and they don't understand the real reason why we are against abortion. We certainly are for mothers. We're certainly for the people that have to make tough decisions when they don't have money or they don't feel they have the ability to take care of what is going to take place in the next months as they have a child. But I think when we see the sonograms there and we see what a baby looks like, and it has the same parts that all of us had when we were at that stage. And so the idea that this is a human being with its own unique DNA, has its own heartbeat, has its own eye color, even its own sex. It could be male and the mother is female. So this is not the mother's body. I thought the film did a good job of showing that in a way that was dramatic and was a true story about Abby Johnson, who was at the time, I believe, the youngest director of a Planned Parenthood clinic. And what she experienced there, I think, was good for us to see, because I had never seen that perspective before.
There were a lot of things that I saw in the film that I was actually kind of pleased to see. There were some things I thought were perhaps even a bit embarrassing. And what I mean by that is there is a scene, and I don't want to give any spoilers to anybody who has not seen the film, but they did show a group of Christians on the other side of the wrought iron fence that separated the street or the sidewalk from the clinic parking lot. And it did show some angry faces. There was a guy dressed up like a Grim Reaper, and that was mentioned in the film. And another angry man with a Bible saying some derogatory things, some name-calling, calling the girls in the yellow vest Twinkies and things like that, which is not really all that serious, but still, there's name-calling there. And I could tell you that having spent hours and hours and hours in front of an abortion clinic when I lived in California, I never really experienced a lot of the angry people that the film tried to portray, but I thought it was good because certainly that does happen. And I liked how the film brought out that there was also at the same time another group of Christians that were showing a more compassionate demeanor towards the girls that were going into the parking lot. And that I liked. And the reason why I like that is because we face that same kind of stereotype when we are on the streets trying to talk with Latter-day Saints. I have had Mormons write me personally accusing us of doing things out on the streets that is very sensationalistic that we would not be engaged in. We are not engaged in the sensational when we are out there on the streets. Certainly, we are wanting to engage in the educational. And if a Mormon thinks perhaps that by me bringing out my replica gold plates, that that's sensational, well, I would be glad to debate that with them. I'm just trying to show some part of Mormon history, which is difficult for me as an individual to believe. But I was glad that it showed that there are two groups of people who seemed to have the most effect, according to the film, were, of course, the ones that had more compassion for the girls that were unfortunately going to go through an awful procedure that was going to change their life forever. I like the contrast there. I'm glad they did not make a big issue of what they felt would be the bad examples, but they certainly focused on, I think, the group of people who were setting a better example.
For those of us who do evangelism in the public setting, we get accused a lot, as you mentioned, of people saying, well, why do you hate us? Why are you protesting? Even if you just hold up a website sign that goes to one of the websites that we have, you're considered to be angry and just not somebody who they want to deal with. But you have to check your attitude when you do go out and try to do any kind of evangelism, whether it's at an abortion clinic or whether you're going to go out to what we do at Mormon LDS Temple open house openings, or we go to pageants and other things like that. We have to check our attitude, because it's easy to get to the place where you become the Grim Reapers and you start screaming at the people. These are not our enemies. The Bible talks about how it's a battle not against flesh and blood, but it's against spirits and principalities. And this is a spiritual warfare. And so the people are not the enemies. Those girls, even the workers at Planned Parenthood, this movie showed very well, were not the enemies. There was something greater there. And I think that when we understand that we're battling a spiritual warfare, we're going to hopefully have a lot of compassion for the people that we are sharing.
You mentioned the scene where they were showing some of the workers, the females that worked in the clinic. And that was another thing that I was pleased about. It did not go out of its way to demonize the people that work there. Now, as much as I disagree with them, as much as I think they're offering a horrible, horrible service that unfortunately, unless they repent of this, they will definitely be judged for their complicity in the murders of unborn children, still they are blinded by their sin, and it didn't focus on them as being the bad people, okay, doing bad things, which certainly they were doing bad things. But you have to understand, folks, a lot of those people that volunteer and a lot of people that work at these clinics, they really think they're doing, as it said in the film, one girl said, I feel I'm doing God's work.
Right.
As horrible as that comes across to us, that is what I'm sure a lot of the people that work there actually think. We see it in the political realm. They look at it as being a moral thing and not something that's detestable in the eyes of God. So I was kind of pleased with that, that it didn't go out of its way to demonize them, because I think that would be unnecessary. I would hope that more and more people would be able to watch this film and give it a fair shake. I was saddened by the fact that they gave it an R rating, and this is why. If you give it an R rating, automatically Mormons won't go.
Right.
And this is a problem within Mormonism, folks. Don't think that they are exempt from this. And we're going to talk about this, because I think the Mormon church is way off when it comes to their position on abortion. But because they made it an R rating, Mormons are not supposed to go to R-rated movies. Now, that is certainly a man's classification, and that is a man's restriction. And I think it should be judged on an individual basis. There are certainly some R movies I would never want to go see, and I wouldn't as a Christian.
If you haven't seen this movie, we are recommending that you do. And if you're worried about that R rating, I would say that you would see more at 9 o'clock on television on many of the stations that are available in your home than you will see here. There was not hard cussing. There was a few words thrown around, but not much. There was no sex. There was nothing that I would say that I've seen many PG-13 movies that this movie had anything more. So it was the blood maybe that they didn't like. And there were some scenes that were hard to watch. But let's just be honest, folks. Abortion is a messy procedure. a life is at stake here, and I think it's a very serious thing. So I think they were appropriate with how they did the scenes to show what it would be like, because they did not show real scenes of the baby being aborted, but what it looked like was, it was made me cringe when I watched it, because this is a real thing happening thousands of times every day in clinics all over the United States.
I listened to one Christian talk show host describe this, and he was talking about the R rating on it, and he made a very good point. He says, if nothing else, the Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA, who gives these ratings to various films, he was saying, at least they seem to admit that abortion is violent. And it certainly is. It's violent. You know, only half of those who enter an abortion clinic come out alive.
Well, I think what was a very powerful scene was when they had done the DNC abortion and they
the
had
dilation and curettage.
And they had to take the body parts and put them back together. And it certainly looks human, yes, in a very minuscule way, but there were hands and feet, and they had to make sure each of those parts was taken out, because if one part was left in the mother's body, there would be infection and a terrible thing would happen. I think that was perhaps for me one of the most powerful scenes.
And now, again, you might be wondering, why, if we are a program that deals with the doctrines and history of Mormonism, why are we discussing a film that has to do with the atrocity of abortion? And I do believe it's a scourge on our country. It's a terrible scourge. But why the connection? Well, I think, as I mentioned earlier, there were some connections as to how the Christians were portrayed in the film and how we as a ministry are often portrayed by Latter-day Saints. And we would certainly cringe at some of the behavior that we've seen out on the streets, and we would hopefully not engage in any type of behavior like that. But there's a bigger reason why I wanted to talk about this, and that is the Mormon position on abortion. I was wondering, if a Mormon was to watch this film, what would they be thinking? You have to understand, folks, in Mormonism, they believe that all of us as human beings are the literal offspring of God the Father and a heavenly mother. If anything, you would think the Mormon Church would be in the forefront of condemning this atrocious act. But no, we don't see that. It seems